Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. He's the head of the political science department at UNR. Eric Herzig joins us, plus Marlene Lockhart. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, Eric Herzig heads up the political science department at UNR. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Always fun.
So, you know, the world is your oyster. You got 12 minutes. You want me to actually ask you questions or you just want to make a speech? I mean, let's start out with the Republicans may take away the early status for Nevada in the caucuses next cycle.
They were talking about that before. The Republicans actually did a better job than they had, although somewhat damning with faint praise, to where, okay, do you stay or do you go? I think it's a coin toss right now. I don't know that Nevada has really added anything to this kind of early caucus activity. We're too far away geographically. I think that's starting to show. The candidates don't come out as much. And so you could maybe still look for something in the West, but maybe Colorado is what people talk about.
Well, it's interesting because from a broadcaster's point of view, still a lot of money spent in the caucus cycle.
Yes. Oh, it's good for... Absolutely good for the broadcasters. And it does get Nevada attention, without a doubt. I think two deciding factors will be just how it's somewhat a test of the importance of Las Vegas. With all due respect to where I live up here north, Las Vegas, a lot of gaining clout in the political cycle all around. You've got debates now, you've got candidates stopping. They always came for money. And so that may keep the caucus here.
And that's a very interesting point. How much of an influence do you think Sheldon Adelson, Steve Wynn will have in that discussion?
I guess when I say Vegas, I somewhat mean the money that's there. Certainly if Sheldon Adelson were to say, oh, yes, I want to, you know, I'm going to step up, even put money on the table in some way, the Republicans might think twice about that. He's a bigger player, I would say, in some of the national Republican decisions than even in Nevada.
And people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes.
Not at all. And it's like when you talk about having, say, a national convention, it's like, you're starting to lay the groundwork years in advance, and you are making certain promises, and you're trying to show not only your city to the in its best light, but also here's what we can do for you.
Robert Eindhoven was on the program yesterday, who is a major supporter of Ted Cruz, ran things for his 11 Western states. Not a Trump fan at all. Not a Hillary fan, more inclined to either look for a third party or third party person with more conservative values. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, Robert has managed very conservative candidates for years and done very well. And this was a bad electoral cycle for the conservatives. At one level, it's a wake-up call to the conservatives who often claim within the Republican Party that, you know, they're the majority. Clearly not. Cruz, you know, when he gets that last stand in Indiana, I'm going one-on-one, and he got demolished. For conservatives, I mean, particularly the social conservatives, they've got nowhere to go. It's amazing that Trump even said the other day that, well, yes, I call myself a conservative, but does it really matter? And for a conservative, oh, absolutely. On the social values, Trump is not where the social conservatives are. I would say they're just kind of scratching their head, and what do we do? One of the major kind of theories in political science is the importance of party label. And ultimately, and I think this will hold, many of these disgruntled partisans will come around and say, I'm backing, well, you'll hear it, the party's nominee, without even mentioning Trump, even though you have many people saying, I vote the man, not the party. Oh, no, you're going to vote the party, many of them. The bigger problem for the Republicans is if they stay home. And I think that's what many will do, both the real conservatives and also, say, the Bush wing of the party.
All right, so what about the House and Senate?
Well, I think that has an effect, certainly reverberating down ballot, because if conservatives stay home, for example, then those down-ballot Republicans get hurt. You could really see that if conservatives stayed home in Nevada, where you've got these accidental assembly people, for example, got swept in the 2014 wave. Oh, they're already holding on by a thread, and they could easily go out. Same with, say, Crescent Hardy. Clear underdog. I don't know that he'd win even with a better turnout, but with any part of the Republican Party in any significant way staying home, it hurts not only the national effort, but then everybody down ballot.
I said to Robert, and I'll say the same thing to you, there's a difference between campaigning and governing. And people, you know, have had that come to the Lord moment where all of a sudden all these things change and there's a lot of money spent doing this. Donald Trump, if you can say one thing about him, he knows how to negotiate. And I don't mean just the deals, but he's looking at this very strategically. He has gotten people excited. He has gotten people, you know, these huge rallies. What's to say that he doesn't suddenly start saying, well, you know, that was before I was the presumptive nominee. Now I'm the nominee. I've got to deal with this seriously. And look at the Paul Montfort, I think it is, who's his campaign manager now. This guy is top dollar. I mean, he knows his stuff. I watched him on Fox News Sunday. He is an extraordinary political operative.
Trump, you know, have to put a caveat. I never thought he would last this long. Then rolls into the campaign, wins, is able, you know, the Teflon Don. I mean, nothing sticks. By the same token, you got to remember some of the numbers. He's talking about, oh, the millions of people we brought in and the Nevada Republicans back to the caucus. Oh, we had a record turnout. Yes, comma, but the Democrats had even more people turn out. And that's what's kind of forgotten. Oh, Trump is winning these states, but rarely with more than 50% in a closed primary kind of system. And so he's bringing new people in, but he's also alienating a lot of people on the other side. I've never seen, for example, the Latino community this active, this early in a campaign.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, Eric Herzig heads up the political science department at UNR. So we started to get into the Hispanic vote. For my advertising business, I monitor a lot of Hispanic TV and radio. And the amount of commercials in the Heck Master race tell you how much money is being spent in that community. What percentage of the vote do you believe is going to be Hispanic vote, north, south, or total?
Ooh, I haven't really thought about that yet this early. If you get somewhere between 15 and 20%, because they're about 15% of the electorate, and so if they're turning out at the level that you would expect for them, that's good news for the Democrats. So, that counterbalances, say, all those new voters that are supposedly going to show up for Trump. Because you've got, say, 40% Democrats, 35% Republicans, realizing that Latinos are part of largely the Democratic numbers. But if that group shows up, and that's always a big F, the sleeping giant, does it awaken? But, again, they seem to be very active.
Well, certainly in Southern Nevada, but like I say, the marketing side, they are certainly being appealed to. And there's a lot of people, if you believe the media accounts, that are registering to vote that didn't register to vote before because of Donald Trump. And not a pro vote.
Well, I think you saw that in the numbers, too. Again, Donald Trump's talking about all the new people brought in, but the Democrats are, in a sense, doubling in terms of new registrants, the Republicans in Nevada. And they now have, about a 60,000 registration lead, I think, statewide. And that's less than what it was in the past, but that's still a pretty significant number. It's a number that's growing. And if I'm the Republicans, I'm looking at that number growing, and people, particularly the conservative wing of the party and the Bush wing of the parties, maybe sitting on their hands. There's a lot of excitement about Donald Trump. He surprised all of us. And he's masterful, as you say, in terms of promoting his candidacy. But you're ultimately going to come down to these numbers.
I asked Robert about Republicans for Hillary, and he decried that immediately.
I don't think you're going to see much of an organized effort like that. You may have some Republicans who vote for Hillary, they may not tell you they voted for Hillary. But unlike with Republicans for Reid, Republicans stepped up and just said, Harry Reid does a lot for the state. I can't vote for Sharon Engel. And they were able to and willing to stand up and take some shots from fellow Republicans. I don't think you're going to see that for Hillary Clinton.
Okay, the Joe Heck, Catherine Cortez master race for the U.S. Senate. How do you think this is going so far?
kind of about what we expect. There are two very evenly matched candidates. They've got similar type skills and approaches, similar amounts of dollars right now. I think it's going where we would expect it to be. Heck got the wild card of Sharon Engel in the primary, but that appears just to be a vanity campaign. She's not really making any serious effort. Heck's got the problem that all down ballot Republicans have. They've got to deal with the Trump issue, and in particular in Nevada, they've got to deal with the Trump issue on Latinos. And he's facing a Latina, so it's and a woman. I think that's a real problem for Joe Heck.
It's interesting, though, because when people hear him speak, even Democrats who have not been exposed to him, they find somebody that surprises them, that he's more moderate than they've been led to believe.
Absolutely. He's a quality candidate. By the same token, the ad attacks on him, and I forget which group it is already launched one about Catherine Cortez Masto is just politics as usual. Well, you're going to hear the same thing about Joe Heck, and that he's more conservative. You know, he's doing everything that, he's Mitch McConnell's lap boy, and so you're going to have charges.
Hang
back
on, wrong
and forth.
House.
You're going to have charges back and forth. Heck will do well if people see him, but the same token, general election campaign, it's going to be mostly about the media.
And will you be able to turn on your television set? Because this Senate race is one of the hottest in the country.
Absolutely.
And especially now with Donald Trump, that the House and Senate could be up for grabs, especially the Senate.
The Senate.
U.S. Senate.
Yeah, U.S. Senate, absolutely. House, I still think, is a long shot, but you know, this campaign, I've never seen anything like it. And the way it's rolling out, everything seems to be in play.
Chip Evans making a run against Mark Amaday. Another person going to run on this sword?
It's a Republican district. Until the Democrats win it at least once, it will always be a Republican district. Mark Amaday is popular with all parts of the party. You got to take one for the team, but I don't think Mark Amaday is too worried.
All right, we've got to leave it. Harry Kurzig, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage. The information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Big Rooftop Solar has already gotten tens of millions of dollars in subsidies. It's time they make it on their own.
Why do they need subsidies from us?
If they get their way, we'll all have to pay more.
This isn't about a choice. It's about money.
What they really want is a subsidy, and they want us to pay for it.
That's crazy.
I can't afford that. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
For me to have to pay more.
Find out the truth at solarenergyfairness.com.
I'm flush with 200 channels and free HD. Free prime time on demand lets me binge incessantly. And I like to take my entertainment everywhere I go. Into the bedroom, to the backyard, to the kitchen floor. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. It's life without limits, y'all, every day. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. At 60 megs, I got all the web I can handle. I write a blog about scented candles. No data cache for my devices at the max. Now my cat is blowing up my social feed. Living the connected life at Spectrum Triple Play. You know they got me covered in every way. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. Yeah, I don't like to talk a little. I like to talk a lot. Unlimited calling to everyone around the clock. Living the connected life at Spectrum Triple Play. No hidden fees, no contracts. Call today. 1-844-644-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Marlene Lockhart back to the program. She's a partner with the Lockhart Group. Pleasure to have you on the program. Ted Cruz gone, Donald Trump the man. Your thoughts?
Well,
as so many have said, it's an extraordinary year. I have to tell you, I'm very nervous because a man like Trump getting this close to the presidency just scares me to death. I think he is so incredibly unqualified in every aspect of his being. He has demonstrated that through the primary, and the fact that he's going to be the party of Lincoln's nominee, I mean, is just breathtaking.
Barack Obama was a first-term senator.
I don't think you heard Barack Obama calling people names, denigrating women, denigrating religions, denigrating immigrants. This man now says, oh, just kidding, I'm an entertainer. I know how the world has observed Donald Trump. They're horrified, and as I am, that this man is inching closer. You can't unring the bell. He has said and done what he's done in the run-up to this nomination. And now to just say, oh, kidding, I'm not really vulgar. I'm not really racist. I'm not really a bigot.
Well, he's actually said that all the way through the campaign,
right,
whilst making statements.
The women love me. The Hispanics love me. He's a scary dude.
One of the things that he has done, though, is he has peeled back the veil of what really goes on in politics that has not been discussed previously. And does that concern you that as time goes on, especially as he has been a contributor to the Clintons over the years, that this is going to make it even more raw?
Well, look at what he's done this weekend. Okay, so now he's the potential nominee.
Presumptive
nominee. Does he talk and attack Hillary on issues, on differences in philosophy, differences in foreign policy, differences in domestic policy? No. He spent the weekend blaming her for her husband's indiscretions, Lord knows how many years ago. Look at what he did to Jeb Bush. Look what he did to Rubio, to Cruz. Did he attack any of them, take any of them on the issues? No. This is a man that's run on personal attacks. He has no substance on the issues. He cannot argue the issues. Now, I'm sure his team is going into overdrive, and he's going to go to school at night trying to bone up on some issues. But this isn't a race, a campaign so far that has been debated on which person would be better for America, ideas.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you with
personal
anything.
Personal attacks.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with anything you said. All I'm going to say is he won.
Yes.
So what does that say to you?
It says there was a very interesting column yesterday in the New York Times by David Brooks, which he really outlines over a period of time how we've evolved to this state of Congress's inaction and all that's happened there, to where the public has gotten more dissatisfied, unhappy to the point of furious, that they don't want anyone associated with Washington, D.C. And I think Congress has wrought what we now have in front of us. And it's a heck of a mess. And it's a very sad commentary on where we are, that I wish we could take the emotion out of this and get back to some reason and substance in weighing who the leader of the free world may be.
Do you think it's a foregone conclusion now that Bernie Sanders will have a role in the convention but will not be the nominee?
Yes, and I think he'll have a significant role, as he should.
And what do you think the debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be like when Gwen Ifill is the moderator?
Who could predict? I mean, who could have predicted any of this? But I hope that between now and then, he learns a little something about policy. And instead of attacking Hillary on personal items and especially a man that's got a problem with women, and he attacks a woman for what her husband did? Are you kidding me? I mean, that says it perfectly.
And that's where we have to leave it. Marlene Lockhart, always a pleasure. If I could just get you fired up. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub-to-shower conversions and barrier-free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On our next broadcast, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson. We'll see you then.